Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and I'm none other than your host, G. Wright. So just sit back and relax, and I hope that something said tonight will touch your hearts, will touch your minds, and your soul. You know, so many different things are taking place in this season, and I've been speaking and talking with a few of my friends, and it's amazing how when we get started with this whole season, this whole Thanksgiving season, that there's so much that goes to this Thanksgiving season, and after the Thanksgiving season, we're followed by so much commercialism in regards to music, in regards to making sales for Christmas. But today, I want us to focus on being thankful. As we approach Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? You know, this holiday is a holiday that really touches people and really gets people to really think. For myself, for my family, we lost the matriarch of our family, Grandma, a.k.a. Mama, passed away last Thanksgiving morning. So Thanksgiving was certainly different last year for us. So it's going to be our first full year without her being here for Thanksgiving. So we have so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my life and for family today. If you're listening in, I'm G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. So just sit back and relax. The number here is 646-595-4311. Let's get started with right now. There's a song by Darlene McCoy. It's entitled, I Believe.
To me, as long as you, I see, living to serve you righteously, and you said to me.
at your neighbor, say, neighbor, this is it, right now. Thank you. Look at somebody that came to get a blessing, and look at them and say, right now, it's already done. Your son, it's already done.
Join us by listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Right now, as we're approaching Thanksgiving time, I just want you guys to think about what it is that you are thankful for. If you're on Facebook, you can look up, you can join my fan page at G. Wright. That's Facebook, just look up G. Wright. If you'd like to join my page, to do that, pass some links to my other pages. But my question for everyone was basically, one of the main questions I was asking was, what is your favorite part of a Thanksgiving meal? So throughout this program, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of the comments that people have posted on my page about Thanksgiving meal. For myself, I'm thankful for family, but I can tell you I love the entire meal. I can name it from like macaroni and cheese, sweet potato souffle, Watergate salad, you know, cranberry sauce. That's a sweet potato souffle. Listen, I just love the whole thing. One of my friends, Daryl D. Smith, he wrote turkey and dressing. Another friend, DJ Goodwin, wrote sweet potato pie, hands down. Then Lady Flavor, a.k.a. Mama Flavor, she said the dressing and sharing the special meal with loved ones. I tell you, I love my family. When you have family around, you treasure Thanksgiving even more so. So this is going to be an interesting family gathering this Thursday. So please pray for my family. As we celebrate Thanksgiving together and also remembering my grandmother's going away, last Thanksgiving. But the lines are open right now, you know, and I'll talk more about that later on. The number here is 646-595-4311. And if you would like to check me out online as well, my IM on Yahoo is G Wright Online. That's G Wright Online. If you would like to see Blog Talk Radio online right now on the web, just go to blogtalkradio.com/G Wright. But God bless you guys, and I do have someone who's on live. If you'd like to say something, you can say something. If not, it's okay. Caller, you are on live on the Heart of Love Radio Show. You don't have to say anything. You just sit back and relax and listen. But we'll go to some more music. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was It's Already Done by the Anointed Taste Sisters. Right now, just going to play a little bit of the artist who is really definitely an artist that I really love and I really, really have looked up to for their music and inspiration. It's BB and CeCe Winans. Close.
know why I'm in love with you. No matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through. Goodbye. On time, it took a while to see that your love was true.
Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know.
Good to know you're mine.
And all I perfect. It's what you gave for all the world to see. Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
and all I want
to
till my die. I just wanna be close.
Follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
Da-da. Da-da. Da-da-da. 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 Da-da. Da-da.
Go out to see, but now we know the truth.
And
no one
now
cares.
No one cares.
My song, my salvation.
You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show and this is G Wright. As a personal friend of mine, his name is Tremaine, and you know people have different names for their actual name. You know, stage names. So I wanna make sure I say the right thing. That was Jehovah Reigns and that was from a great friend of mine who lives south Rodney Tremaine. See, I was about to say something else. His name is Rodney Tremaine. That's his stage name. You're listening to a Hard Love Radio Show. I just want you to remember that Jehovah reigns. No matter what you're going through, no matter what situations are coming across your path, I want you to remember that Jehovah reigns. And we have a reason to be thankful. With this Thanksgiving coming, we have a reason to be thankful. You know, I want to send a shout out to my friend, one of my sisters, who's listening right now. This is her name is Diana Gay Sessions. Just want to say I love you guys down in the Atlanta area, and I really, really, really do appreciate you guys for tuning in. And I asked her what she was thankful for, and she said that she's thankful for her grandmothers. She lost one of them on Friday. She still has one. And that's Diana Gay Sessions. You know, I just want to say I love her. And, you know, her and her family, they have been like family to me when I was in the Atlanta area. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for the different families and different friends that, you know, whom God has blessed me with. And I really do have to give a shout out to my girl, Kelly. What's up, Kelly? I'm a girl, Kelly Fontaine from the Atlanta area. And I just want to tell her thank you for listening in to the Hard Love Radio Show with me, your host, G. Wright. You know, Kelly has definitely helped me out in the past with some different projects. So she's definitely a great person to know. And I believe that she might be online. Let me just see if she's online. She'll just say, just hello and happy Thanksgiving. Hello, you are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show. Kelly?
Yes.
Hi, I know you're just listening in.
Thanks for the shout out, man.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. I just wanted to give you a second. I do apologize for putting you on the spot.
That's okay. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just well. I hear you perfectly.
Okay.
Wondering, I know that you're here on some business, and I know you have your own personal business, right?
Yes, I do.
Would you mind giving just a shout out? I know you're listening and you're just relaxing right now, but if you could tell the listening audience the name of everything.
Okay. My name is Kelly Fontaine, and I have a company called The Dolphin Group, and I work with artists, with gospel and contemporary Christian music artists. And I'm currently in D.C. Well, I was in New Jersey on Friday, but I'm in D.C. Actually, I'm in Atlanta, Maryland, with some really good friends of mine, a guy by the name of Kevin LaVar. He belongs to you all. He is blazing the gospel industry with just a fresh sound and a fresh word of the Lord through his music and through his ministry. And he has a campaign called A Heart That Forgives campaign. And we're working on eliciting 1 million acts of forgiveness worldwide within 2010. And so that's primarily while I'm here. We're putting together a tour and just some different aspects for the campaign. But just really grateful and thankful to be alive, thankful for the ability to forgive and to be forgiven, and just really looking forward to the holiday. He invited me to spend the holiday with his family since my family is in California. So just really enjoying myself, man. I've been here connected with them since Friday, so I'm just really having a good time. We're trying to get a lot of work done. We got a lot of work ahead of us. But just really, really wanting to for God to get the glory out of what we're doing. So God bless you, Greg, and all that you're doing. It's been a minute, man, since we've connected, but it's good to know that you're still doing your thing and reaching people. And I just praise God for the man of integrity that you are and the things that you're doing that are apparently blessing people.
Thank you so much, Kelly. You know, that's the goal of my ministry, is to hopefully bless people and hopefully give people hope to their people who are hurting. You know?
Yeah.
So many people who need to know, just like what you're doing with the young man. You know, people need to know they can be forgiven.
Absolutely.
People just need to know that they can, that God is a God of love and redemption.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy. The road is not going to be easy. But as long as you know that God loves you.
Yeah.
In spite of everything else that the world will say, you know, because the world would, basically give up on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they will eat you out in the next second. But God doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But I know that you're relaxing. So continue to relax. I just want you to just say a little bit about yourself. And also, do you have a website so people can go to your website?
Yes. Yes, we do. And I'd like to, you know, I'm going to try and do it tonight, but I'd like to email you the song, A Heart That Forgives, the single. It's a powerful song, Greg. I know your listeners would definitely appreciate it. I'm going to try and get online right now and email it so you can add it to your rotation. But the website, and we're in the process of re-engineering our website, but if people want to know more information about the campaign, they can go to either Kevin LeVar, K-E-V-I-N-L-E-V-A-R, .com, or you can go to his MySpace or his website, and also you can go to aheartthatforgives.com, which is the website. And again, we're in the process of reengineering the website, but again, it's aheartthatforgives.com, and that will explain the different elements of the campaign and give you an introduction into who Kevin is. Great man of God, really doing a lot for the body of Christ right now, and we're just grateful, man, for the opportunity to really be used and to get people healed. And, you know, we're one of our partners is the American Heart Association, and, you know, there have been studies that have shown that there's a correlation between a lot of heart disease and bitterness and unforgiveness. And so it's even a health issue, you know. And so we're just really looking forward to really giving people the opportunity to forgive. And we've gotten great feedback so far on people that have called in, people that have hit up the website and discussed, you know, just, I mean, some serious issues, man, some serious, serious issues where people have said, you know, after hearing the song and after really being ministered to, you know, really saying, you know, that making the decision to really let the unforgiveness go. So, yeah, again, it's aheartthatforgives.com is the
wow.
website, and or you can go to kevinlevar.com or to his MySpace page.
You know,
and I'm going to try and get the song over to you tonight so you can add it, or maybe next week or for your next show.
Yeah, most definitely. My email is gwriteonline@yahoo.com.
Okay, gwriteonline, okay.
You know, gwriteonline.com. And I'm sorry, gwriteonline@yahoo.com.
Okay.
So definitely, I would definitely love to hear the song. And I'll definitely put it in rotation.
Okay.
Just sit back and relax and keep on
listening. Okay.
And I will call you right after the show.
Okay, no problem.
All right, God bless you.
All right, God bless you too.
Heartthatforgives.com. Don't forget, you can either go there or to kevinlevar.com, K-E-V-I-N-L-E-V-A-R. You know, a heart that forgives. Wow. It's Thanksgiving, you guys. And if you're going through something right now, I want you to know that God still loves you, and you can come back home. There's nothing like going back home. And it's not like being invited and told that you can come back home. So if you're away from your family right now and you have the opportunity to go back home, go back home. And if you don't know God for yourself, if you haven't invited Jesus Christ to your heart to become your personal Savior, you can do it right now. The only thing you have to do is ask Him to come into your heart and repent for your sins, confess that you believe that He is Lord, He died for your sins, 3 days. God raised him back again with all power, with all glory, and ask him to change your life. God will come to your heart. Jesus is right there right now. It's really simple. That's all you have to do. So I hope this next song that comes up is a song that really blesses your heart and touches your heart wherever you go, wherever you are. This is Come Back Home. This is my cousin, Eureka A. Wright. Come Back Home. Listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595.
And everything is happening? This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love Radio Show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
Hey, this is G. Wright. I appreciate you guys for tuning in and for making this show a favorite of yours. Hope you enjoyed that last song. That song was All About You by Pajam. You know, God definitely is good. And at this Thanksgiving time, one of the questions that I did ask people was, what was your favorite part of a Thanksgiving meal? And I just want to read a couple of things that people said. Connie Daniels, she said, all of it. I did not eat the night before. You know, Connie, I could do that, but I think I would have to eat the night before, maybe possibly skip breakfast. I couldn't do the whole thing of not eating the night before and not eating breakfast. So I'll definitely have to say I'll have to skip the first meal. But Lawrence Evans wrote Mom's Homemade Rolls. Sabrina Kennard, she said, hands down, the dressing. Then Ronald Lee McDonald Thomas said, the beginning, middle, and the end with an exclamation point. I like the same thing. I'd say all of it. A friend, Manuela, she wrote sweet potatoes. And then she wrote eggnog. Now, I had to talk to her about the eggnog part because I'm not sure about having eggnog for Thanksgiving. She said she loved it. But, I'm not sure about that, but to each his own, right? Right? That is a question I did put out. But a friend of mine, Ernest, wrote chicken and dumplings. Then he later told me that he meant hen and dumplings. And Chantel Sloan, she wrote her southern favorite, sweet potato casserole, and also stuffing. Now, friend Joe B., she wrote that one of her friends is making oyster cornbread stuffing. Now, I've never had that. You know, but we do have a few more minutes, so I'm going to get back to that in a few more minutes, talk about some of the favorite parts of the meal. You know, I just would like to say to you guys that I really do appreciate your support. Feel free to send me IMs to G. Wright online. And that's my Yahoo screen name. It's also my mailing address, gwrightonline@yahoo.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, my name is G. Wright Love. That's G. Wright Love. Feel free to check me out on myspace.com/TheHeartOfLoveRadioShow or myspace.com/GWrightSing. And then my official website, of course, is gwrightonline.com. The next song I'm going to play is a song that is definitely one of my favorite songs from my CD, entitled All Things Are Possible. And this song is entitled Is Love Never End.
Feel like you're on the outside of the game. Lost your true best friend. There you come, we left him in the door. Now you know you need him in your life more. Keep on praying.
I just want to say God bless you guys. God bless you guys. This is definitely a moment that I'm just thinking right now about my grandmother. She went to be with the Lord last Thanksgiving. And please pray for those who have lost loved ones. Even though we know that they are in a better place, just the fact that they're not there in front of you to speak with, to kiss, to hug, to laugh with, to cry with, to even get angry with sometimes, you know, but just please pray for my family. Pray for the Wright family. This will be our first Thanksgiving because, of course, last year we didn't have Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving because my grandma went to be with the Lord Thanksgiving morning. So please pray for us. Please pray for my family, my mom, my aunts, my other cousins, and pray for those who have even lost loved ones this around the same time, for their loved ones aren't here, and or for those who are losing people that they love around this time. This season is a season that I just pray that people will, that we will get back to the point and get back to the focus of the fact that, you know, that it's about love. You know, this is about love. It's not about what you buy for people. It's not about a meal. It's about just showing people that we actually do love them. So please pray for everyone. Please tune in for the High Love Radio Show Thanksgiving special. Yes, I'm going to do it with the family all together from 6 to 7 on Thursday. This is a song that I'm going to dedicate to those who have also lost loved ones. This song is entitled Made Known to Me. This is a song for our project as well. My project is available on iTunes. Just look for G-Wright. And it's available also in Verizon Rhapsody. And it's going to be going to you nationally pretty soon. So I just want to say God bless you guys. Keep God first. And I hope this song touches you as much as it has touched me. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm G. Wright. I look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday. God bless. And thank you for making this.
For the life you live, for the breath you breathe, for the love you've shown, made known to me, for the arms of love, for the word of grace, for the love. For the love you've shown me. many have come, many have gone, yes they have, to a better place to be with God. But it's not over, God's given us a gift, yes he has. Your loving memory will always exist. Your smile, your laugh, your touch, it's here, it's here, here in my heart. Oh, oh, for the life you live, for the breath you breathe, for the known to me.